Welcome back, continuing our discussion with Orrin Hudson. Orrin, I want to say one thing. Frieda just asked me a question prior to the break. The question was, what am I going to do? I'm going to do every possible thing that I can through our foundation to give your foundation and your work all the exposure that we can, because I have to tell you, Orrin, there are a lot of really good people out there, but I have to say, when it comes to Orrin Hudson, you're the best. Frieda, take us into the next segment.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many things that helped you make your decisions and the way you thought, but it goes back to you as well. You were looking for change. Things, no one hit you over the head. But I was reading about the fact that you saw seven people shot in a robbery, and that also determined your future. Tell us about how that affected you and what changed after that.
Well, my thing is this: bad things continue to happen when concerned people fail to make boss moves. I made a boss move and said, you know what? We got to do something different, because progress is impossible unless you do something different. So I did start something different. I made a boss move and started Be Someone and teach young people brains before bullets. Think it out, don't shoot it out. The only way to fight is to use your head. All life matters, and human life has value. And get your head up, get your pants up, and get your grades up. We gotta do some disruptive. A body in motion remains in motion to act it on by outside force. I'm a force for good, teaching these young people, you're better than that. Human life has value. Get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up.
What made you join a gang? I know I'm interrupting you.
No, you're not. Don't worry, Frieda. Come on. Go ahead. Come on, baby.
I haven't asked you this, Orrin, and I was just curious, and, you know, now I feel guilty because I interrupted Al. But anyway, I'm just curious, what made you join a gang to begin with?
I was a gang member in my teens, and to be totally honest with you, the gang member knocked on my door with a box of honey buns and said, listen, if you want to have food like this, because I had 14 people in the house at the time, maybe even 15, and because my sister had a child and we had her in there too. So it was 15 to 16 of us in the house at one time, and the guy had a box of honey buns and said, if you want stuff like this, you got to hang with us. And I said, okay, I'm in. So mostly what we did was stole food and inner tubes, truck inner tubes, and stole them for money. My gang member activities was survival.
Checkman, I got to ask you a question. You have to be inspired by someone or something to do this great work that you were doing. I'm not saying that you didn't figure it out for yourself, but the question I am asking, sir, is what was your inspiration?
My inspiration is that I went to a workshop one time, and I never forget, and a guy asked me, he said, if you had 6 months for 6 months to live, what would you do? And based on that information, I said, you know what? If I had 6 months a year, I would do something to make a difference in the world. And that's why I do, and that's my inspiration. And when the seven people were shot in a robbery for $2,000, I said, you know what? We got to be disruptive. We got to do something different. We got to say, you know what? Our children is 20% of the world's population. Is our children, but 100% is our future. Let's do all we can, because we all live in the same house, and any man's death diminishes me, for I'm involved with mankind. Therefore, never sin to know from whom the bell's tolled. The bell tolls for thee, and we got to jump and do something about it.
You know, I got to tell you something, Orrin. I'm going to contact a family member as soon as Dr. Frieda and I are done recording this, and I got to tell you, I'm not going to give any names. All I'm going to say is your conversation today, I guarantee you, is going to make a difference in the life of a very important person to me. Frieda, take it away again.
Well, you know, thank you, Al. It's just such a great situation that I have been in because of you. I could have gone into so many different directions in the media, and this is something that is going to make such a difference to everyone and to me as well, in comparison. And you know, we're talking to someone, Oren, who said, make one wrong move in life and make a bad decision. And time spent learning is time spent out of trouble. You know, so learning to make the right moves on the chessboard and beyond is such a lesson. I mean, what a lesson we can really learn in life. You're talking about failure. You have to be really strong to fail. You have to be really vulnerable to be able to be flexible in life and turn around and make different decisions, because we're all so stuck doing the same routine, and then we complain about it. So, you know, there's an importance and significance in life that you have to really adhere to. What is urgent? What is important? You stay with that, because the little things in life are the ones that keep us busy. The big things lay dormant, and you're somebody that's taking care of the big things that you have to push forward. So what else is going on with you since we last spoke about pushing forward in your life? I know you're doing something virtual with your students, with the kids. How is that going?
Yeah, I'm starting a boot camp starting October 10th. It runs from October the 10th to December the 12th, and I'm looking for sponsors so that I can pull this thing off. But my goal is to teach children for 10 weeks the best of what I've learned, because what you sincerely desire for others will happen for you. And my heartfelt desire is to share everything I learned with others so that we can make the world a better place.
You know, all I can say, Warren, is we're going to do everything that we can. We're going to do everything that we possibly can to make this happen for you, sir. And you are going to, one of the first projects at our foundation, the Birnbaum Corlin Birnbaum Foundation, Judeo-Christian Foundation for Equality in America, one of the first organizations, sir, that we're going to highlight is your organization. Frida, we have 7 minutes and 14 seconds left before we have to close this out with Orrin. I would like you to do that, please. Again, we have, no, I'm sorry, we have 2 minutes left. A little
Okay.
over. Okay, watch the clock.
You know, first of all, as you're talking, I'm thinking, but wouldn't this be something we need to franchise? You know, we have these after-school programs for these kids about learning, but you know, we don't get this opportunity to have a life lesson in learning. What is life really all about? Forget about math and forget about all these things that we have to memorize. But how do we live our lives? How do we make changes? How do we become leaders instead of followers? With all the decisions we're making and not listening to what other people are telling you. But when you have the answers, it's coming directly from you as an individual. And that's what you really have to learn. You have to learn your gut feelings, what's right from wrong, and go ahead and follow through with that. Other people who listen are the ones that miss a step. When you listen to yourself like Oren did and pull everybody with you, wouldn't this be a different type of society? Maybe that's the kind of person we need to vote for in the long run, somebody who will guide us in a direction that is going to make a difference for us individually rather than for us in their view, for themselves actually, in politics. So, Oren, can you go and run for president, or is it too late?
Thank you for the compliment. I am president. I'm a president of Be Someone, who's teaching these young people how to make good decisions and stopping them from destroying and killing themselves. I tell young people that your mind is a pearl. You can change the world. Get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up. BeSomeone.org.
Well, we're going to join your party.
We're going to very definitely join the party. We've got to wrap this up here almost immediately. I just want to say, Frida, the best guest we've had, a lot of really good inspirational guests on our show, people who are making a huge difference, and Orrin Checkmate Hudson is really towards the top of that list. I don't want to offend anybody by saying that he's the top of that list, but one thing I'm going to put up on our website, almost immediately, Oren, is the song that you're going to send me the MP3 to, number one. And number two, I'm going to post all the information that I finally can to chat about your philosophy officially and all of the kids that you have helped. Thank you, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.